God damn. All right, stop all this shit. Let's get to work. Fuck, we got
get to work, Bert.
Bob.
What are you waiting for, Bert? Get to work.
Okay. Hey, Ion. Ready to roll?
Lord Jesus. After that shit, all right. He done ripped our ass. We had a... Yeah, let me tell you how a homosexual relationship works out after that. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Fuck, Bob, what are you doing? Why would you do that?
Let Bert talk, buddy. Tech body
no.
Here.
Yeah, nah, you running, yeah.
What am I running here, Bert?
Some stuff.
What am I running here?
A very bad cult. That's what you're running. Okay. Bertrand. Since you've joined the very bad cult, what's up? Got questions?
Yeah, some questions, but I'm going to do some warm-up housekeeping archive Ion questions here, buddy. Hey, I was
there's
listening
a quiz.
To
there is a quiz. You know that, right?
Always a quiz with you, Ion. Is something special about this quiz?
Yeah. No. Can you hear us very clearly? Can we make sure we got all hooked up right?
Yes.
We're burning up, freezing to death, burning up, freezing to death. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn that off so you can meet them.
They can hear you. Loud and clear.
Okay.
I'm clear. Okay, Ion.
Yeah, we want to make sure they don't go over no bullshit. All right, go ahead.
Okay, Ion, I was listening to Bob March 8th, 2010, and I heard some interesting words, as usual. But due to this, March 8th, 2010, and we're now...
Wait a minute. How did you beat Jenny Bell? Jenny Bell normally runs shit up in here. In fact, tries to tell something or say something or something. How did you beat that? How did you make the cut? You must have had something to say.
I guess, I don't know. I just called in. I saw it was no Bert. I was listening to music, saw no Bert, so then I called in. So.
Damn, I like that. So you're talking about Born Heiselberg, is that right?
Oh wow, you're going right to that, huh?
No, fuck me. Hard in the watermelon hay, baby. Let me tell you what, bigger than we love to fuck. Let's get it. What you want to do? You can go where you want to go.
Let me go to these two housekeeping, then we go right to Bord and Heisenberg, that mystery.
You don't goddamn scare us. We love it. We love it. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, tell Eugene. You tell Eugene to get her little typer. Tell her to get her little typer things up. She might have something to say about this. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, March 8th, 2010. Now we're November 1st, 2022. So it's roughly 12 years, although you don't do time. But you told Bob that the map of the labyrinth on the mind is 11 gigahertz of power. Is that still the case?
Yep. Deal. Absolutely the case. It actually is driving. Damn.
I didn't say nothing.
How you did it? How do you hit it?
What was that, Bert? The labyrinth of the mind is how many gears?
Shut the fuck up. Bob, shut the fuck up. Bob, shut up. You don't stop.
I get it, Bob.
We got to resolve.
You tell me later.
Yeah.
You shut the fuck up. Bob, you shut the
you
fuck
shut
up.
You shut the fuck up, too. I let Bert talk.
You're not qualified to be involved in this conversation.
Boys, girl, mom, you're
not supposed to be home from work.
Mom that keeps us alive.
Home from work.
We like mom. Mom keeps us alive. We like that. Okay, Carolyn, what we're trying to say is we're trying to answer Bob. No, we're not trying to answer Bob. We're trying to answer Bert so that Bob can get some direction that's outside of his pay grade. So we're trying to be soft about it. So we're like stopping everybody saying, whoa. Now, Bert, you asked your question. You be goddamn careful how you ask it. We're going to answer it. That's going to let Bob know what's up. So let me tell you what, Uncle ain't fucking now. He go ahead.
Uncle. You're laying a little uncle. The uncle?
Ask what you ask.
Okay. Is On March 8, 2010, you told Bob in the private session that the map of the Labyrinth of the Mind is 11 gigahertz of power, and my question is that still the case?
And our answer is yes, that is indeed still the case.
And mm-hmm. early you started to say it drives, and then you stopped on a dime.
Mm-hmm. Right. That has to do with the mountain and how the mountain engages with Uncle. That's the connection you're trying to make. That's why Carolyn jumped in. It's like, y'all need to shut the fuck up or straighten the shit out or. She's giving you a heads up. Now, everybody that's listening, Eugene, can figure that out. Everybody that's like lost in space, like, what is it, Celine Dion? Who the fuck is that person? I don't really know. They won't figure it out, so good for them. We're gonna put everybody else on the prayer list, Bertrand. Is that all right? We'll put them on the prayer list. We're gonna pray for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 11.
We're gonna show them how the way of the triune God works. Did you listen to that?
Yes.
Was it refreshing? Karen kind of liked it because it was catchy. She liked it because it was catchy. But yes. Karen's very good. Karen's very good on the details. As Jesus said, I'll come
what
back.
What did she like, Bert? What did Karen like?
Triune God.
Way of the triune God.
Yeah, I thought, did I play that? I can't find it on
you
the list.
You did. You did it twice. You did it twice, Bob. You did it twice.
Where it is.
You nutted. You had an orgasm over that. It was beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing. It was great. It was great. Bob had a nut. He had a nut. You can play it again if you want to. I don't give a fuck. It's all right with that.
Hey, this is a short show on Tech Body. Let Bert speak.
So okay, Ian, let Bert. Come on, Bert. Get us off, man.
Ian, just to summarize a little bit here. So 11 gigahertz of power.
Summarize. Fuck shit. Let's get some new content. We're probably not gonna summarize
damn,
too
you
much.
Just drop something ahead. About a mountain and Uncle. 11 gigahertz of power is how the mountain context communicates with the Uncle. Right? Correct. That's what you said earlier. As you said, that's
vis-a-vis Bob. You don't know Bob. Vis-a-vis Bob. If that's true, the words that we just said, yes, that's the case, but it's vis-a-vis Bob. You can't get it otherwise. You can't hear it. And that's why everybody's got... Oh, damn. Okay, next. What else?
I just said, Ian. I didn't interrupt.
No, but we're saying too much because we're saying, because we're saying that you have a connection to non-physical to have that connection vis-a-vis Bob. We said you got to talk to Bob. Now we're saying that constituency is Bob. That's different. So you don't have to talk to.
Okay. I'll go right to the next one. Okay. Also in that session.
Two nights ago, you came to see us. What did you see? Now, you want to get right down to it? Two nights ago, you came to see us. What did you see exactly? You tell us those things. Now. Okay. Let's get it, dude. What you got?
Two nights ago. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Not last night, but the night before, you went somewhere. Where'd you go? What'd you see? We help a nigga now.
Okay. Ion, I was concentrating on my questions here. And I have no recollection of where I was.
No, that's not going to work. You need to focus on realities and realms. That's what you have questions about. And we're going to answer those questions, but not before you mm-hmm. engage or embrace mm-hmm. the tactility, mm-hmm. the tiny note chart that you've already embraced. Funny. Mm-hmm. The problem with you is you know things. And we're going to embrace that. We're not mad okay. about that. We made Bob make you first on purpose. We're not mad about that. We like that. We're pleased. And we then got rid of his bullshit, non sequitur, fucked up music, except for the last song or so. He still didn't play anything good, but minus that, then brought you into a position where you could say, oh! Pronounce the position of oh. Okay?
Okay,
Now be soft. Listen now. Be soft. Ask a little question. We're gonna help you. It's good. You know things. See, here's the thing that pisses us off. You goddamn know things, and you know things, but you don't want to embrace that or push that or move past that. And those days have gone. So just cut it to the chase. It's all good. Let me tell you what.
Okay, Ian.
You're going to say stuff now. You're going to say stuff you don't want to say. So you proceed. Good.
Okay. There's something in the background when you said two nights ago, but I cannot recollect what it was, but there was really a lot of action because I was beat up, tired when I woke up, which naturally means I went somewhere. But I can't remember the
outside. Now, shh. Don't worry about that. You don't have right. to. It still applies.
Okay.
See, just, okay. Let's say you make a drink. You like a drink. You make a drink. I don't care what the drink is. You taste it, and then your mouth is dry. Okay, wait a second. I had a wet drink, and now my mouth is dry. You're like, well, that's odd. I'll have some more. And or fill the conversation. You're saying you went somewhere, but you can't tell us what it felt like in your mouth. See?
Okay.
That's what we're describing here. We're trying to softly go to the next level so that you can help a nigga figure out what the fuck is fucked up in their realm of reality. Because under the circumstances, we're in an incredibly pleasant. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you. All right, that's enough. We've had enough. You be still. We got this. Let me tell y'all something. Bob is about 2 seconds from having the tech buddy take over. He is right on the precipital edge of having this, and y'all don't have a fucking prayer. That's what you need to goddamn know. He is on active condition navigating with a tech buddy in. High heel shoes, stiletto, peep toe, swing back, doing like a dog pumps. He is in active communication that the tech body will win. That's what you need to know, darling. Love you, adore you, will help you know how. Oh, wait, here we go. We know how you fuck. We know that. We know that. See, we like that. That's all right with us. We like it. Mm-mm. Get it, baby. Bob is moving forward. What you don't know is Bob is moving outside of the parameters that... No, how is that nice? Is there a nice way to say it? Hey, Bert, permission to speak freely, please.
Permission granted, I. Go ahead, proceed.
Y'all better come on with this, because Bob's going to go on with this, because he's through. Bob is through. Bob's going to go to get this done. He's going to do the next step. He's going to go to the bunker. And goddamn, y'all Y'all better remember. I'm just saying, Bob is poo. Bob is toast. Bob has no patience heretofore. Just saying. He's been, no, gentlemen, I don't know. You know, we don't know how to say it. You know, is there a word? Ask him questions. Ask some questions. Fuck. Ask something. Maybe we can solve this out because, yeah.
Okay, I'll go right to the TikToks, Ian. I can
please,
answer.
Please.
Okay, all right.
Please, hey. Please calm down. Now listen, be very calm how you ask this because we're on a point. You know that.
Yes. It's probably
no,
how my,
you don't know that. Okay.
Hey, I don't know. Can I proceed?
Carolyn, pack your goddamn shit. That's all we got to say. All right, go ahead, Bert. What you want to know?
Damn. Okay, Ian,
yeah, damn,
October
right.
23rd. October damn, 23rd. Right. October 23rd. Fort Belvoir, Virginia. FBI military police.
Yeah.
Did that barricade involve Pentagon aliens?
Absolutely. Of course it did. You know that.
Okay, yeah, but it said one man. I mean, was it one alien?
Well,
or
that's all it took. No. That was one representative. It didn't take more than that. Right. You're talking about legal aliens, illegal aliens? You're talking about illegal aliens' position? You don't know that. See, that's the whole rub. They don't present it that way. Switzerland's gone. Don't you worry about Switzerland. It is gone. It's through. It's over. That ship has sailed. We told you that already. That's when we told you to pack your shit. Oh, yeah. Forgot that. We did that already, didn't we? All right, don't you forget. Go ahead. Next. Anything
Boy,
else?
That was Fort Belvoir, Switzerland. Okay.
Ah!
Oh, yeah. All right.
You got what you got. Let that go.
Okay.
Eugene will figure it out. Don't worry about it, Eugene. She's got this. Go ahead. Next.
Okay.
What
next. Next. The TikTok about vital information that was released on October 23rd. Same day. Was that information that was released about Russian intel, about Ukraine building a dirty bomb and planning to
that was your weapon? That was your German version of Halloween. Is that one that was?
Yes. Yes.
Can you read that? Why don't you go and read that? Read that. Epa nigga now. They need to know something. They don't know shit. Tell them about
find that. Okay.
Yeah.
In German.
You got the wrong. Yeah, Mr. in German. Fuck yeah. You got it.
Mr. Kurs Erstot. Ein Penny for the Mountain. Erstot. Ein Penny for the Mountain. Ich. Wir sind die Hohen Männer. Wir sind die ausgestopfenen Männer zusammen lehnen. Kopf bedecken mit dem Stroh geführt. Ach, unsere getrockene Stimmen, wenn wir flüstern zusammen, sind ruhig und bedeutenlos. Wir wind in trockenen Gras oder rotten Fusse über Glasscher Scherben in unsere trocken Keller. Form
trocken
only
Keller.
Form. Trocken Keller is a Schatten only Farbe, gelämpte Kraft. Gestern ohne Bewegung. Dein Genegenen über die Überquert haben mit direkten Augen zu anderen Königreich des Todes. Denken Sie daran, dass wir, wenn überhaupt nicht verloren sind, gewaltige Seelen, aber nur aus der hohen Männer, die ausgestopfenen Männer. Augen denen ich, den im Traum nicht zu begegnen wage, in Traumreiche des Todes. Dies erscheinen nicht, das sind die Augen, sonnenlich auf einer zerbrochenen Seele. Dort swing ein Baum, und Stimmen sind in Gesang des Windes, in ferner und feiligter. aus ein verblassener Stern. Lass mich nicht näher sein in Traumreich des Todes. Lassen Sie mich auch tragen, solche aufsichtigen Bekleidungen. Rotten Mantel, Krauhaut, Hähnhaut, gekreuzete Stab in einem Feld. Sich verhalten, wir der Wind sich verhaut, nicht näher. Nicht der letzte Treffen, ein Königreich der Dameren. Dameren. This is das tote Land. Das ist Kartenland. Here die Steinbilder. Werden aufgesogene hier halten sie das Fehlen der Hand eines Toten. Unter dem Funkern eines verblassenen Sterns. Es ist so, im Henry Königreich des Tod. Allein aufwachen zu dem Stunde, wo wir sind, sitzen vor Zartlichkeit.
Zerten.
Zerten. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Umlaut. Sitzen vor Zartlichkeit. Lippen, die Kussen werden formen Gebete an der zerbrochenen Stein. Die Augen sind nicht hier. Hier gibt es keine Augen. In diesem Tal, sterbende Sterne, in diesem hohen Tal, diese gebrochene Kiefer unsere, verlorene Königreich. Am diesem letzten Treffpunkt, wir tappen zusammen und unvermeide Rede. Gesamtlich am diesem Strand, des Termit Frieses. Sickerlos ist sie denn. Die Erben scheinen weiter aus Eweiger Stern. Mehr blattige Rose, und Königreich der Dameron, des Tods, nor die Hoffnung von verlierenden Männer. Hier gehen wir das Kauf, des Kack aus.
Everybody got a hard dick. They want to fuck now, don't they?
Hier gehen wir die Kaktusfeige herum. Kaktusfeige. Hier gehen wir die Kaktusfeige herum. What? die fünf Ohr Mordkapitel. Hierum, fünf Ohr morgens, zwischen die Idee und die Realität, zwischen der Bewegung und die Tat, fällt der Schatten, denn dein ist der Königreich, zwischen die Empfängnis und die Schöpfung, zwischen die Emotionen und die Antwort fällt die Schatten, das Leben ist sehr lang. Zwischen die Wunsch und die Kampf, zwischen die Potenz und die Existenz, zwischen die Exzens und die Absteig, Instanz und die Absteig, fällt die Schatten, das ist dein, das Königreich. Denn dein ist, denn das Leben ist, denn das ist der. Das ist der Weg, wie die Welt endet. Das ist der Weg, wie die Welt endet. Das ist der Weg, wie die Welt endet. Nicht meine Knall standen mit einem Wimmern. The end.
It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. It's over. It's the end of the world. It's over. True. Nice. Hey, now, that was pretty good. That's pretty good, Biggin. You got a hard on. You doing all right. Yeah, what you want to know. Ooh. Everybody, hey Eugene! Better get that German version, honey. You can record it. We'll give you the translation if you need it. Eugene! You doing alright? Okay, Bert, go back to what you want to know. We're talking about.
Okay, there's something German in here, okay, and it goes into the next one.
No, calm down. We got you. What you want to know?
Okay, the quantum physics TikTok ion was pretty interesting.
Ah, damn. Is it really? You got that? Can you
That's probably why
right
you
now?
Made me read the Hollow Man.
You goddamn Skippy. Let me tell you what Bob's been into. Bob's been fucking in shit that he ain't supposed to be goddamn into. He's doing things you can't do. It's not possible to get away with what Bob has done this goddamn week. By the way, he don't even have an idea what he... Fuck. Okay. Hey, Bert, let's go to the spot. Oh, sorry. We can't do that. Sorry, sorry. You better ask some goddamn questions. That's right. You may have the right one tonight, Bertrand. Let me tell you. Hey, Bert.
We know things.
We know things.
Of course.
Things. Don't tell nobody. We know things. So ask what you will. And then if it gets too ugly, Bob will jump in. He'll change the subject. He'll talk about Maybrus or something. Or he'll talk about Avalon or Vicky.
Okay.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Ion. Has JW been drinking alcohol by any chance?
No alcohol. No alcohol. He's glad to be alive and kicking. And his sugar is 66. His sugar is 66. He is thrilled beyond words. No, not yet.
Wow.
But he may. Okay. He may, but no. He's not likely. Because the alcohol doesn't give him much sustenance. It doesn't hold him up. Or it drops him like a rock, so it's not very fruitful. But that's an old school. That's in the old days.
Good. Yes, so will you answer Bert's next question?
You don't want us to, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm. So if we're getting that close to stuff, maybe we shouldn't answer any more questions. What do you think?
No. Bert's very clever. Bert's very clever. He knows how to sidebar it. But we're also clever. We're going to run down the runway to make sure we have a clear and savage landing. That's fair.
No. Okay, I'll leave you to it, and I'll come in and shake you up maybe Jump. In
no,
like
no,
15
no,
minutes.
No. If it gets ugly, jump in. Where the fuck is your majesty? Your majesty should be abstaining at this point to speak, screaming and saying, no. Okay, we got
No,
rid.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care anymore.
Damn it. Damn it. Bertrand, tear it up, baby. The boss don't care. Let's tear it up. I will tell you something. Hey, Bert, ask what you ask. And this is the rarest occasion you're ever going to have. Eugene, you may get all this now. Just saying, there is going to be an election. Uh-oh. There is going to be an election. Go ahead, Bertrand. Ask what you ask.
Damn, everything is embedded here, this show, short show. Okay, as you
see,
okay,
Carolyn said we was drunk. Carolyn said we was drunk, so go ahead, do what you do, it's all good.
Okay, I am the quantum physics TikTok lady outlined quite a bit of information tidbits, but I'm picking out one. Morris Berg, was he a member of the OSS?
Yes. Founding member of the OSS.
Founding members.
Just go ahead. Just do it. Stop.
Did Werner? Okay.
Come on.
So Werner Heisenberg got the promotion outlined based on what took place with Max Planck.
You're talking about the Copenhagen effect.
Yes.
Don't say that. Don't say that. That count will get mad. She'll jump in on you. Don't say that. But the answer is yes. You're talking about the Copenhagen effect. All right, go ahead. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Where's Bob? Bob don't care. All right, Bob don't care. Go ahead. Honey. Honey, bunny. You got this. Yo, hey, Bert. You better run with this motherfucker as long as you can. Because they finna jump in here now. I'm just saying, you better get what you can get.
Hold on, I'm looking. Hold on one quick. Wait a minute, I'm looking for it.
Let me say it another way. We've been in the mountain. The mountain applies. Uncle applies to what you're talking about. it makes a cohesive bond in the connection to teleco planes, to everything else that you're asking about, right? Okay, good.
And does that does that involve Bohr and Heisenberg?
Most certainly. But see, Bob knows it. Bob has
hey, Bert, we're never starting the show off on a Tuesday with you again. You fucking fail. This is fucking terrible. This is bad, Bert. Step back, Bert. Put you back in third position again. who used to go first?
Number 87, you've had a good run.
All right, you set me up,
you've
right?
You had a good run, Bert. All
right, you set me up. You set me up. Set me up.
Everything went good.
Right. He demanded you to come in.
Set me up, I have questions, and you sidelined me.
Kevin called the drunk, and you ran us into the side.
Okay, you're on now, Linda. Bert, we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. You don't call us. We call you. Okay, Bert. Okay, Linda, you tried. Salvage something, Linda.
Okay, Renee. Okay, Renee, wait, listen. Things have been said. If you're careful, you can thread the needle. Go ahead. If you're careful, and we went further than we normally would go, but because of Bob, because Carolyn said Bob didn't care, so.
Well,
ask what you will. Ask what you will.
Okay. I was going to ask what the organizing principle behind the quantum field is when
Bohr.
You're pulling.
Bohr, B-O-H-R. Mm-hmm.
What did he say? Thor, T-H-O-R, or F-O-U-R? What did he say?
B as in bitch.
Bohr?
Bohr, yeah.
B-O-H-R.
Which is
Niels Bohr. Niels Bohr, okay.
That's what Bert exposed when you jumped in and Carolyn called us a drunk. We're a little sideways about that, but it's all right. She can do that. She wants to.
So, if anybody's drunk, it's Carolyn, Linda. Ignore her.
No, well, I know. No, we love Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn's the only one qualified to decide how sober or not sober we may or may not be. So that's all right. We got that. Good. Next question,
okay.
Honey Bunny.
So when you're wanting to pull something into... No. I'm...
Yes.
So the organizing principle, if you're wanting to bring something into your reality from your inner... From your inner self, your inner whatever...
Re-qualify the question, because you're ambiguous, so no... Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Ask it a different way, because that's ridiculous.
Okay.
Ask it better.
Okay.
Ask it better, please. Right. You got a
all
notebook.
Right. So I wanted to change things with my body, but I don't want to go...
No.
I don't want to go
through the whole... Stop! What the fuck are you talking about? You don't want to go through the process to make your body go through the process. Have you not ever listened to Dr. Carolyn Dean? She told you every goddamn thing you need to do. So do that. When you do that, then everything works out or you'll die. So we're good. Either way, we're good.
Well, I'm doing everything that I think.
Then there should not be a conversation. Then there shouldn't be a conversation. If you got to tweak that just a little bit. Now,
I'm asking.
Yes. Just a second. If you tweak that just a little bit, your body will respond in kind. And when it does, then you can adjust accordingly. Okay, now we said those words. Now you can say your words. We'll listen. It's all right. We're starting to be sharp.
I'm asking a general question, but I'm using that as an example. Okay, so the general question is, that if I'm wanting to shape something differently, if I want to change something and I want to have an immediate effect, and
is the organizing principles that I'm using to bring that quantum field into my cellular reality. Is that organizing principle the mind or the spirit, or what is that organizing principle? What am I using?
Neither. Do you have a palm of your hand?
Yes.
Do you have a half ounce of Remag?
Yes.
Liquid form? Pour it into your right hand. Or, as a matter of fact, you're all that in a bag of chips. Pour it in your left hand. Now, Carolyn, you listen to this shit. We not said this before, so you finna hear something you goddamn self right here, right now. Darling, you answer your question. You take a half ounce of Remag and pour it in your left hand, cup it in your left hand, which will just stand. That's all it will hold in the palm of your hand, and you hold it there. That'll answer your goddamn question. Y'all got the wrong one. You don't even know what is in Remag. You have no idea what you're working with. Zero idea what you're working with. So the answer to your question is do that and then get back with us, honey.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's easy. That's easy. Because you should be drinking a half ounce of Remag a day. But if you won't, that's all right. Pour it in your hand, in the palm of your hand, and hold it till you get the answer. Ooh, okay. Lord Jesus.
So, Ion?
Yes, darling?
Hi. So you're saying that the Remag itself will cause the answer will be the answer to what Linda's asking, because Linda's trying to get an answer.
It already is.